I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two. In this episode, I am about to get truly real with you because there has been some things on my heart and mind and soul and just like in my vision recently that is really just like nagged at me. And I've been really trying to figure out like what it is that I'm feeling and how it's affecting my business and my life. And I think that this is such a real topic that I'm pretty sure I don't go through this alone. I mean, I know I've had conversations with other business besties of mine and other people, but like, you know, sometimes you're not able to get the whole story out and or the things that you're thinking and feeling in a way that like makes sense, even in your own mind, right? We have so many things that we've got to take care of and to be able to comprehend all the things that we're feeling and thinking all the time that it makes it a little bit difficult. And I really wanted to kind of come on in and have this episode that's a little bit different from some of the other ones and just really talking real about personal things that I'm going through and seeing if, you know, this is something that you can relate to, but also in the sense of like, if it is something you can relate to, like not feeling alone. And even if this isn't in a time where you are going through this, that like, when and if you do, you can kind of think back and be like, oh, you know, I listened to a podcast by Cassidy and I remember her telling me this story and, you know, maybe it helps you out. So I really wanted to talk about this idea of like kind of going after building some wealth and how, God, 10 years ago, if somebody would have told me that I would get to the point where I am in my life now, I probably would have laughed or been like, oh my God, just take a finger. I'm willing to sign anywhere with my blood to like guarantee that I get to this place. And I remember like, you know, praying or wishing and dreaming about making the kind of money that I make, living the kind of lifestyle that I am, and just like, God, like, what the hell? Why isn't it enough? Or why do I not feel like I have so arrived and there's just always more to strive for? That's kind of one of the points. And it's like, you know, when do I feel like, not that I'm not worthy or that I'm not enough personally, but like, when is it going to be enough where I feel like I'm not constantly looking to up level? And I'm not saying that you should get to a point where you should stop up leveling in a way, but that like, you know, the right reasons you're doing that and remembering to think back at these times where like you would have only dreamt to be where you are. And so when you get to a point where you've kind of got everything you've wished for and worked hard for, you start to have more feelings of like, oh shit, how do I maintain this? When is the other shoe going to drop? Like, the shit's going to have to hit the fan at some point. And I feel like instead of being in the mindset back when I started of like, oh, I just want to get to this point, and when that happens, everything's going to work itself out and I will be so happy and like, I will have arrived and, you know, I'm willing to give up a finger now just to guarantee I get there, like I said. And now that it's here, the feelings of sometimes debilitating fear that it's just going to like all blow up in smoke, right? And that's usually not how this works. It's usually a slower, long drawn out process of everything falling apart, probably. But like this fear of just like, okay, I got to keep going because I never know when, you know, things could go terribly wrong. And it's almost harder to be in this phase of maintaining and or trying to grow slower and safer than when I wasn't making a lot of money. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I was getting in a lot of debt. I had no idea where I was going with my life, or, you know, if I was ever going to make it to this point, or, you know, if this was just going to be a dream and whatnot. Well, back then, like, I had my future at risk. And it's not that I don't have my future at risk now, but, like, back then it was like, you know, I don't know where I'm going and how I'm going to end up, or if I'm even going to be able to achieve these things. And so that was the fear. And now it's like the fear of, like, okay, I've got this lifestyle, you know, I'm making this money consistently, it's great, I have these beautiful children, I have this amazing home, I have such a happy marriage, I'm still in love after 11 years. Like, it's almost this fear that's like keeping me up at night, that's like, shit, when is this going to end? Like, does it have to end? Will something happen? You know, you never really know what the future holds. Obviously, none of us are, you know, fortune tellers or can tell the future. I mean, if you know and you're a fortune teller, please reach out to me. I would love to talk to you. Maybe you can reassure me. But I think it's also just kind of like growing up and maturing and moving into different decade of your life, and just different things kind of cross your mind. And sometimes it's overwhelming, the fear or the stress and the anxiety that you hold, because you've spent so much of your blood, sweat, and tears, and, you know, days in however long it's been, building this up. And it's really something that I think can stop you from taking more opportunities and stop you from really being present and enjoying the things that you have built and created. And I sometimes think that before you can truly own any type of wealth, you need to own your thoughts, your ego, own any mistakes that you have made that, you know, could create any issues. Really learning to own your time and be present, like I said. Being someone who, as time has gone on and you've made more money, being able to really own your finances in a way that allows you to make smart decisions and prepare for when shit hits the fan kind of thing. And I think that a lot of the decisions I've made in the last 2 years have prepared me to do certain things that will help me feel better about lowering some of the anxiety and the stress that I feel, that, like, hey, if and when this happened, I've got this set aside, or I've got this plan in place, or this is kind of, you know, how I think I can make things better at that point. And I'm just kind of coming on here talking about some of this because I really think that there's definitely this phase of, you know, the difference between when I used to wish and pray and hope that I would get to the place that I'm in, and getting to this place and saying, okay, like, holy shit, this is a lot to worry about. You know, when you start your month, I started my month a little over 10 years ago, you know, making low four figures a month, right? And living paycheck to paycheck. Like, I feel like life was so much less stressful than it is now when the first of the month rolls around and there's all this responsibility and all of this weight that you're walking around carrying. And I know there's kind of a saying, a good friend of mine heard me say this and she goes, oh my God, that's such a, like, scarce and negative mindset. Like, don't say that to yourself. But it's kind of like that more money, more problems kind of thing, right? And so that's true. It's not a good mindset to be in, because more money, more abundance, more ways that I can give back, more impact, more security, all of that, than necessarily problems. But it is definitely a stressful thing. And sometimes people don't think about that because they're just like, oh, you know, I just want to be in this place in my life. And once I have this type of money come in, once I arrive to this place, once I hit this milestone or goal, everything's going to work itself out. Well, sorry to burst your bubble, but you know, it comes with a lot more responsibility and it's very stressful and it can make you anxious and it can be difficult to carry around. So, I'm not here to come on and be like, oh, poor me. Like, I understand what it is that I've done and what I've worked hard for. I also understand a lot of the privilege that I have to have been able to do this. And I'm so grateful. And it's really just kind of that idea of like knowing that I looked back and I prayed and wished for this these moments. And how can I now be present and own my thoughts and do some of the work that I need to do to make sure that I still feel secure and safe and, you know, everything's going to work itself out and everything's going to be okay and that I deserve this time to be happy and enjoy kind of the fruits of my labor and, you know, just try to be smart about the things that I'm doing and have confidence in myself and believe in myself that no matter what, everything's going to be okay. But I really think that this is something that people don't talk about. And I just had it on my heart to come on and chat about it. And so if this is something that you can relate to or you've had these feelings recently or before or feel like you're coming up on those thoughts or you're like, wait a second, you know, I'm willing to give up a finger for certain things. Like, should I not be doing that? You know, let's have a conversation about it. You can always talk with me and chat with me on social media. I am always around to, you know, continue some of these conversations and thoughts. So thanks for listening. I hope this has been an episode that kind of made you think a little bit. And I'll catch you next week.